Fotografia europea 2023. Europe Matters. Visioni di un'identità inquieta.
Hi, I'm Monica de Miranda and I would like to tell you about my series The Island, which is on display as part of the 18th edition of Fotografia Europea 2023. The series emerges around the film The Island, which focuses fact and fiction to tell the story of an imaginary place of refugee for black people in Portugal, whose main character is a woman that takes on multiple roles. She's a mother, a warrior who represents the strength of the continuous acts of maternal care which sustain life, but also fights for her own individuation. It's a search of identity. She develops the notion of ecologies of care in this new series and expands upon my previous works that deal with landscapes and the idea of regeneration in the sense of establishing a relationship between the human body and nature, whereby histories are understood through relationships of care and regeneration. I start writing the script, the story of the island, during the first COVID-19 lockdown, while also trying to break free from the current situations through my own imagination and from the ghosts of my own memory that were coming to me all the time. The many unlived memories from my grandmother and my mother, post-memory, I remember what they told me. They lived through the colonial war in Angola between 1961 and 1974. This period of lockdown brought to me all these memories and my sense of freedom was being challenged. I tried to transmute this experience to a different place while overlooking the River Tagus outside of my house in Lisbon, Portugal. This story has multiple references formulated through my own memories, experiences and imagination. I was searching at the same time for the historical black presence in Portugal and read about an Afro-diasporic community on the riverside of Sado in Alentejo, on the south of the Portugal, where sometime between the 15th and the beginning of 19th century, many Africans were sent to work in the salt mines and where they later settled. This forgotten community was called Pretos do Sado, the Blacks of Sado, and their settlement was known as Ilha dos Pretos, meaning Island of the Black. Once the idea of the island is an utopic place where we could escape to a space that holds recurring symbolism of rebirth and renewal, where new futures can be projected. Another central inspiration from this work was Amilcar Cabral's holistic notion of the soil. For the agronomists, poet and leader of the liberation struggles of Cape Verde and Guinea-Bissau, the recovery and regeneration of soils was inseparable from the liberation project. In the work, The Problem of the Soil Erosion, 1951, about Alentejo, Portugal, he poses and states that soil is an active agent of historical process as something that moves, that is constantly transformed. It contains memory and history. The land carries the violence of colonization. The regeneration of the land is an act of the colonization and is referred to by Amilcar Cabral as the very struggle of the liberation movement. I resonate with this notion, also in connection to the ecofeminist perspective of Vandana Shiva. Ancestrally, the land is conceived as a more feminine, motherly place where living beings and the earth coexist in a relation of mutual care and understanding. This understanding has been replaced by a masculine way of dealing with the land through extractivism and control. The island draws on this issue and it reclaims the place for the feminine to belong to the land. Mother Earth, seen through ecofeminism, is alive and his rights, its soil, land, water, and biodiversity are not human inventions, but rather the material realities that bring forth life and should not be subjected to exploitation. They are commons, not private property or raw material for exploitation. They hold infrastructure of life itself. Nature does work in linear, one-directional, extractive it flows, but in a circular, regenerative flow where each part both gives and receives. The topos of the islands appears in my work as a metaphor to question limited notions of reality and truth that encompass only the visions of white Western middle-class men, and also as a place in which to imagine alternative paths. Islands are points of intersection of various cultures of transit, and they have appeared in the collective imagination since antiquity as a site of rejection, of rebirth, death, connected to the cosmology of origin, source, and the ideal image of the cosmos. The island is an ambiguous place, an in-between space where we might unravel the diasporic experience of constant migration, and where our imagination runs free of hegemonic narratives to build new paths to the future. Simultaneously, this metaphorical island is rooted in the presence of these real historical communities who made their home here. It is from this place of intersection between these different space-time scales, between past, present, and future, that the island emerges as a place of refuge and of regenerative imagination. For me, the search for identity is a search for home, for belonging. It is a journey that is always part of the diasporic experience, a journey I navigate through my art practice by venturing into family histories, origins, myths, and places that are connected through my own experience. Diasporic experience is shaped by a multi-positioning of post-colonial identities. So I see the idea of home always in relation to time, to space, to memory, and their various dimensions. In my work, notions of home and family are places of continuous arrival and departure, places of intersection and places of rest, but also of struggle and uncertainty. They relate to an emotional state of refuge or comfort. I try to build a living archive of home, of belonging, drawing connections to my own biography and the collective experience of displacement.